Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, March 18th, 2021. As of March 17th, 8.4% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination and 4% have been fully vaccinated. For more information, please follow the link in our show notes. The federal police took action against suspected human traffickers yesterday with a raid in several German states. Six properties were searched in the capital, including an apartment brothel in a high-rise building on Landsberger Allee and a massage parlor on Mollendorfstrasse, directly across from Lichtenberg Rathaus. According to information from RBB24 Research, at least two very young Vietnamese females smuggled in via Poland are said to have been held there and abused as sex workers, receiving only food and drink as a wage. Clients pay 50 euros to their 43-year-old Vietnamese boss, against whom an arrest warrant has now been executed. She herself was already sentenced to a long prison term years ago in Berlin for smuggling in Vietnamese and is now said to be involved in arranging bogus marriages. The building on Landsberger Allee is also said to serve as a so-called safe house for those smuggled in from Vietnam. For years now, highly professional and organized Vietnamese networks have been smuggling their own citizens into Western Europe and Germany via Eastern Europe in order to exploit them here as gardeners in illegal cannabis plantations or as cheap labor in restaurants and nail salons. That huge network and human trafficking was confirmed in January by the Federal Criminal Police Office in an interview with RBB24 Research. Carsten Moritz, head of the human trafficking unit at the BKA, has observed an increase in business operations of Vietnamese businessmen and women throughout Germany. He mentioned businesses like massage and nail studios and restaurants exploiting the trafficked individuals, and now forced sex work is being looked at more closely as well. Markus Pfau, the head of crime control at the federal police in Halle and considered a proven expert on smuggling, has been looking closely at the Vietnamese networks for years. One of their, quote, fields of action is sex work, in addition to labor exploitation and drug trafficking, speaking of cases of 13 to 14-year-olds forced into sex work. Per RBB reporting, Berlin is considered the hub of this business model. The months-long arduous journey of Vietnamese women lured by traffickers with false promises of good work and a better life usually leads via Russia, then via the Baltic states and Poland, then to the German capital. The journey costs them up to $20,000, which must be worked off here. With yesterday's raids, the federal police continue its fight against organized human trafficking and related exploitation in Berlin. According to the medical director of the Berlin Vaccination Centers, internist and pulmonary specialist Peter Welling, yesterday on InfoRadio, AstraZeneca could be vaccinated again in Berlin as early as Monday. The vaccine was last administered exclusively in the vaccination centers at Tegel and Tempelhof and in individual practices. He stressed, quote, "We want to fill the gap as quickly as possible," unquote. A decision from the European Medicines Agency, or EMA, is expected to be made later today. If they do give the green light to AstraZeneca, this will be passed on to the Berlin Health Senator through official channels via the Federal Ministry of Health. Welling added, quote, "Then I assume that vaccinations can be resumed from Monday." He said he could well understand the temporary halt to the vaccine and that it must be determined whether side effects of blood clots were actually caused by the vaccine or by other factors such as pre-existing conditions. Once the EMA reapproves the vaccine, he then can advise everyone to use AstraZeneca, adding, quote, "I hope that the retesting will clear up a lot of the rumors, so then the vaccination offensive can really start in the doctor's offices. My hope is that a reversal of opinion will also be strengthened again by this safety pause," unquote. According to the EU Commission, corona vaccinations with AstraZeneca's drug may resume as early as today. Following consultations with the member states, Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides pointed out that the European Medicines Agency, or EMA, will then comment on the safety of the vaccine. So keep your eyes on our social media throughout the day for updates. During the pandemic in 2020, educators were most frequently on sick leave due to a COVID-19 infection, as reported by the AOK Nordost Insurance for Berlin, based on its statistics for insured persons. According to the report, from March to December, about 4.5% of AOK insured educators reported themselves unable to work because of this diagnosis, a figure that is almost three times higher than the average figure for employees in Berlin. According to the analysis, the other occupational groups most affected by COVID-19 in Berlin are medical assistants, dental assistants, occupations in geriatric care, healthcare and nursing, physicians, occupations in food production, bus and train drivers, occupations in home and family care, and in housekeeping. In addition, the data analysis shows that Berlin hairdressers and sales clerks were less likely than average to take sick leave due to COVID, and those in catering services took sick leave less than half as often as the average Berlin employee. Teachers in secondary education also had no significantly increased risk of infection. Daniela Teichert, CEO of AOK Nordost, in light of the results, stated, quote, "According to our analysis, not only in Berlin, but also throughout Germany, educators have the highest risk of infection of all occupational groups. It was therefore the correct decision by the federal government to give this occupational group priority in the vaccination order." Unquote. Berlin's top 10 occupations with the highest risk of infection predominantly include employees in healthcare professions who have already received a vaccination offer or will receive one in the near future. So far, the situation is different for workers in food manufacturing in 7th place and bus drivers in 8th place, who have to be patient before they receive a vaccination offer. For the data analysis, the sick leave certificates of the employed insured persons of the AOK Nordost in Berlin from March to December 2020 were taken into account. In total, about 4,500 certificates with a COVID-19 diagnosis were evaluated. Around 1 in 5 people in Berlin is insured with AOK Nordost. With a significantly reduced offer for the time being, the long-distance bus company FlixBus plans to resume service from March 25th. FlixBus CEO André Schwamlein said that tickets can be booked on the platform as early as today. Initially, around 40 destinations are to be served again, including routes in high demand, such as Berlin to Hamburg or Berlin to Munich. Pre-corona, FlixBus offered about 400 trips in Germany alone. There are to be no space or reservation restrictions on the new launch. Schwamlein explained that in addition to high hygiene and safety standards, they have a capacity indicator that customers can use to see which trips are in high demand when they book. By June 24th, the long-distance train service FlixTrain is also scheduled to restart on all previously available routes. Sales for this will also open today. Schwamlein expressed confidence that demand would quickly return because many long to be able to visit friends and family in other cities again. FlixBus had completely suspended services in Germany as of November due to the corona crisis, and their planned restart at Christmas was canceled. In total, FlixBus is active in 30 countries. The company is the largest long-distance bus travel provider in Germany. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.